Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. Really excited to jump in the Word with you guys today, and we got a real encouraging message for you guys. So let's go ahead and pray so we can start. God, we want to thank you for this day, the day that you have made. And God, we just ask that you would open up our hearts and our minds to receive your Word, and that we would be encouraged and lifted up through this study. So we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So today we're talking about mirrors, all right? We all have mirrors in our home. Most of us do. Probably every home in America has a mirror. And when the mirror was invented, it transformed the world. It really did. You know, mirrors, some of us, we wake up in the morning and, you know, we go to the mirror and we're like, whoa, who are you? And maybe some of us are like, hey, good looking, how you doing? But all of us go to the mirror. We check our hair. We check our makeup. We check our wardrobe. We look for outer faults in our appearance, basically is what the mirror is for, what we do with the mirror. Well, there's also a philosophical view to mirrors, an illustration to take a look at ourselves, to take a good hard look at ourselves, at our values, and our inward blemishes. Jesus was notorious for shining the mirror on others, ourselves, regarding our own sin. A mirror, so to speak, like he wants us to look at ourselves. The woman caught in adultery, you guys remember that story where she was caught in adultery and they brought her to be stoned to death, and they were doing it to entrap Jesus. And so John 8, 6 through 11 says this, and they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus says, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." So basically, Jesus took a mirror and he showed them their reflection. He showed them their own sins. He challenged them to take a look at their own faults, at their own sins. And when we take a good, hard, long look in the mirror and we examine ourselves, we find that it's harder to point the finger at somebody else. It's harder to point out the flaws and the blemishes in other people if we can take a good, hard look at ourselves in the mirror. Another story is King David, when he had the bloodshed and adultery on his hands. He saw the woman, and he wanted her, and she was married, and it was actually his friend's wife, but he took her in away, committed adultery. She got pregnant, and so he wanted to try and hide it, so he got her husband killed, murdered, basically. And so he had these sins on him, but he wasn't repenting. He wasn't giving it to the Lord. Like, he just didn't want to see it for what it was. So it took God to bring a prophet to him to show him his own faults. Basically, the prophet came and showed him the mirror of his own faults. And that's what caused David to repent and turn away from his sins. So we're going to read that. 2 Samuel 12, 1 through 7. "And the Lord sent Nathan. He came to him and said to him, 'There were two men in a certain city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing but one little lamb, which he had bought. And he brought it up, and it grew up with him, with his children. It used to eat of his morsels and drink from his cup and lie in his arms, and it was like a daughter to him. Now there came a traveler to the rich man, and he was unwilling to take one of his own flock or herd to prepare for the guest who had came to him. So he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the guest who had came to him. Then David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, 'As the Lord lives, the man who has done this deserves to die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity.' Nathan said to David, 'You are that man.' And that was the turning moment for David, where because he was refusing to look in the mirror, he was always looking at other people. And once Nathan showed him this mirror, so to speak, and he saw his own sin, he saw his faults, he repented. He turned away from those things. You know, here's some lyrics from a famous song by Michael Jackson, "The Man in the Mirror." And this is what some of the lyrics says: "A willow deeply scarred, somebody's broken heart, a washed out dream, a washed out dream. They follow the pattern of the wind. Yo, yeah, see, 'cause they got no place to be. That's why I'm starting with me. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make the change." So can we be serious and take a good, hard, long look in the mirror at ourselves? Maybe you can't look in the mirror because you're afraid of what you're going to see. You can't look at your inward heart because of the faults and the sins and the failures, what the blemishes, whatever it is. Like, we have to do this. We have to take a deep look in the mirror, guys, every single one of us. Yeah, we wrestle with seeing our faults and our failures in that mirror. But what if I told you what God sees in that reflection? What if I told you, when God sees you looking at yourself in the mirror, what does he see? If you're a believer and you have Jesus in your heart, God sees Jesus as your reflection. He sees Jesus Christ. The Bible does say that your sins are covered by the blood of Jesus. They are. They're covered by the blood of Jesus. So when you look in the mirror, you don't just see your faults and your failures, your blemishes. The blood of Jesus is covering you, and we should be a reflection of Jesus. So when we go to the mirror, yeah, we should be like David and acknowledge our sins, acknowledge our shortcomings and our failures, and then deal with them, right? Deal with them, and we don't ever have to shy away from the mirror as believers, because we see Jesus. He's our reflection. He really is. So take a good hard look at yourself. And even David, if you've wronged somebody, or maybe there's something that's going on, that like a relationship that has some tension in it, and maybe you've been struggling to see your own fault in it or haven't acknowledged your sin, it's time to go and look in the mirror and see your shortcomings, acknowledge them, and let God deal with them. And sometimes you have to go to people and look at them straight in the eyes. After you look at yourself in the mirror, go to that person and say, "Will you forgive me? I acknowledge what I've done. I see what I've done. I see my own blemishes, my shortcomings. I see what I've done. Will you forgive me?" And it's so good for us as believers to get in the habit of looking in the mirror. Even the story in the Bible where the guy's like trying to take the speck of sawdust out of somebody else's eye, but he has that giant log in his own eye. That man hasn't looked in the mirror in a long time. So let's be a people who we regularly look in the mirror, not just at our outer selves, but inwardly. And let's be the people who are not quick to point out other people's faults. Because again, if you take time to look in the mirror, we're going to be less likely to quickly point the finger at somebody to try and take the sawdust out of their eyes. So I hope that this encourages you guys. And remember, when you look in the mirror, your reflection is Jesus. Deal with the things that you got to deal with. When you look in the mirror, just to look at your hair, if something's wrong with it or your makeup is off, we fix it. Or if our wardrobe is off and there's something that we fix it, that's what the mirror's for. So let it be the same for the inward person. If there's things we got to deal with, let's fix them. Let's give them to God, all right? So God bless you guys. And remember, take a good look in the mirror, all right? We'll see you next time.